nice day out there.
Good thing there's a breeze because it is a little more humid, a little hot. Thought it was going to rain. Didn't get any.
Could use it too.
But speaking of that, did you see the women being arrested protecting the water in this world again? No, of course not. You know, they don't show. And local women too that I know, but mostly Native women. Being, and the pictures, you know, where they're standing across from the officers that they use to protect these fossil fuel, you know, treaty violators and destroyers of nature. Oh, yeah, we've got phone calls. So let's see, we got William up. William, thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Hey.
I have a question, but let me explain first before I ask the question. I'm on Facebook. All of a sudden, I got a million friends. Next thing I know, and the friends are all from a foreign country. They take it over, and it's in a foreign language. And the next thing I know, I'm locked out. Is there any way I can get, is there like a phone number I can call? Because I can't read the foreign language. There might be instructions for me to, contest it. But I can't because it's in a foreign language.
I block it. I block anything that I don't, you know what I mean? Because I'm not like, I'm definitely not the guy that's going to help you out on social media or on computers or anything. I'm caveman Pizza Box Mike, which I don't mind being, by the way. But I don't know. I don't know if the, you know, who you can check with on that. I guess I would, maybe ask people on Facebook. There's got to be somebody that can help you out with that.
I can't get on Facebook because I'm locked out.
Oh, start a
I'm
new account.
Out, and I can't get back in because it's in a foreign language.
Well, then, yeah, just open a new account.
I can't.
You can't get on, huh?
I'm locked out.
Oh, I don't know what to do, man.
Okay, I thought maybe you might know. Thanks.
Nope. Yep, hang in there, man. Yeah, I'm just not the guy that's, you know, too technical, man. I can still run a little bit at 60 years old. I'm starting to, like, you know, and I've got a fracture in my back, but I, you know.
How's that feeling?
How not bad, man.
Yeah?
Find out more when I get, but I was expecting it to be okay. I've probably done this before. I mean, it felt like a pinched nerve. Like it burned a little bit more than that, so maybe I haven't quite felt like that. But now that I know it's there, I've been kind of careful, you know. I'm not trying to overexert, but it said it's like a 2 or 3 month process, and most of the time you don't, you know, need any kind of like brace or anything.
Right.
It's not a real serious fracture or whatever, but of course it is, because the older you get, the less you want to hear a fracture.
Takes a little time to heal up.
Right.
You know, we got Mark called in too, so I don't know if you want to go. You want to go to him?
Sure, Mark. I saw you on State Street last week. How's it going?
Yeah, doing great. I think it was Susan that called earlier, so we got to be more childlike. And,
that's me.
In our life.
Nailed it!
And maybe a book I can recommend. It's a book for kids. I guess it's a children's book, but I mean, it's lessons we could all learn. You know, that, and hopefully most of us have, a lot of us on the left have learned, but it's called Old Turtle and the Broken Truth by Douglas Wood, and it's a beautiful little picture book. But you could probably actually read it on the air and inspire people. But, I mean, it's actually not all that long, but it's just a beautiful little story in there, and that how we received received a piece of the truth. But we had to look beyond that and find the other piece of that, you know, because the truth dropped down as a form of a meteor, and we found the one little piece. We saw that. We were really happy about that. But then we all got distracted from that and got greedy and that we need to go, you know, that, and in the story, you know, a girl goes out and looking for the answer to what's going on, and she gets a lesson from the old turtle. So, I mean, it's just something, it's a beautiful story. I just gave it to a little neighbor girl because I thought she'd enjoy it, but I mean, and I've given it before to a couple other, you know, children of friends, but it's just a beautiful little story. And,
well, you know
what,
Mark, we get thanks for calling, and get me to a 2-hour show if I ever find a sponsor, and I'll read that story on the air. But I love turtles, man. I mean, they're like the nomads, the greatest of nomads. They just take their home with them wherever they go. And if I was younger, I'd be planning to live like that, actually, moving with the weather. Because that's what this, you know, this is local stuff now. A lot of this stuff is going to be like one city gets it and the next one over might not. So you're going to have to be like watching the weather patterns daily. Isn't that exciting?
You'd be a good turtle, man. I could see you as a turtle.
Yeah. And not, you know, like one of those faster turtles.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't mean that's not what I'm not. The speed element wouldn't match you, but like all the other elements, you know, like, hey, you got your, you know, you
got my cats with me.
Right. You don't bring a whole lot with you. Whatever you got, it's coming along with you. You're just bringing it all for the ride.
Yeah. And I don't even have the pizza boxes, but I have made arrangements to pick them up this week. And some of them are pretty cool, man. I'm going to be like looking to auction some of that stuff off. It's historical as hell, right, George W.? It is. And, you know, I really enjoyed doing it, and I kept them all this time because they were still, I can still use them, man. You know, somebody wants some of these signs, they can take them off me and just start going to the Capitol every day and using them against Robin Voss and some of the other clowns that are still there after 10 years, right? And you could still use the Scott Walker ones because he's coming around. He's on the trail. It'd be more fun to catch him in other states. But this is the kind of fun that I think Susan would probably understand is finding out where these guys go and showing up if you can. I mean, it is a lot of fun. I have to admit that it's not only doing the right thing, it's actually kind of fun. It's better than sports. I think I wrote that up on a box, on one of the pizza boxes. This is better than sports. Because it's a victory that, you know, if we ever got there, everybody would share in on it. So, I don't know. But I'm into this, you know, the cancel culture. Yes, I'm all about canceling the culture that isn't real, that everybody's been, you know, faking for all these years. Yeah, the racist white culture, I want to cancel it. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm totally into it. I'm going to keep doing it. I've been doing it my whole life. I need more help, though, man. I need more people to get up and see that this is worth fighting for still. Because pretty soon I'm going to give up. And when I give up, oh, boy, that'll just, like, be letting down every cat on the planet. And I don't want to be doing that. You know what I mean? And I don't want to let my grandkids down. But I understand why people get selfish and don't get involved. You know, they want it. And I hear it all the time. You know, we talked about it last week where isn't it easier just to talk about the feel-good things and just focus on all that? Well, when you do, then things start disappearing when you look at life that way. And that's why so much has disappeared already. Nature just dying in front of me. And now I'm seeing people years later going, hey, have you noticed there's not as many mosquitoes? And I'm like, duh. Like 10 years ago, they started disappearing, man. Right along with the bats and the birds. We've lost, what was it, 3 billion birds from the bird population in the North America. So from Canada to the end of South America, The population in 50 years has dropped by 3 billion. And that's why you hear, you know, highways more than you hear forests with birds singing in it. Because it was a few years back where the sound of man overtook the sound of nature. And that's when things really started going bad. That to me was the signal that there is no turning back, but we can try and adapt and prevent and save whatever's left. Otherwise, we're not going to have much left for these grandkids of mine and everybody's. You know, I don't care what party you're in, but I wish people would start thinking again, because I'm like not the guy that, you know, you'd think would be accusing people and not think. Being a guy that doesn't like to think too hard myself most of the time. I'd rather relax and be a little more natural about things. And that's why I'm so disappointed with all this rockets and entertainment and convenience and, oh, the economy's never been better. Actually, it's never been worse for more people. It's great for some people. Yeah, I guess if you got a lot of stock and, you know, that crypto coin's working out for you for now, but eventually it's going to come down to, can you grow food and find water that isn't poisonous anymore to live? And who would ever thought that was going to happen? But it's coming. Anyway, I'll try to be a little more upbeat next week. Probably not. Because I was going to rip into some politicians on both sides, you know, Republicans and Democrats. I think I have more passion for the issues than a lot of these guys do. So if you're going to step up and run, you can expect Pizza Buck, Mike, is going to be ready to call you out or at least ask you. And if you dodge the questions, and it's all about climate change. It's all about inequality and racism and income inequality and social justice, man. See you next week. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. Thanks, folks. See that message live. Days. Wow. Future past.